You're listening to SBS News.
The final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Moscow's election meddling concluded no member or associate of the campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its plot to boost Mr. Trump in the vote more than 2 years ago. US Attorney General William Barr released a summary of conclusions of the investigation but made no conclusion on whether Mr. Trump illegally obstructed justice, but added he believed there was no offence. Mr. Trump has welcomed the report, labelling it a complete exoneration.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the report should be welcomed by all Americans, and Rudy Giuliani, one of the president's lawyers, also described it as a complete exoneration. House Judiciary Chairman and Democrat Jerry Nadler has called for the full Mueller report to be released to the public. Top Democrats say the summary of the Mueller report contains questionable legal arguments and are calling on the Attorney General to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. Mr. Nadler says Mr. Trump is wrong to suggest he is exonerated.
The president and his people are saying it's a total exoneration. That contradicts what the special counsel found. It's a lie about this, what the special counsel found, but we should not be surprised that they lie anymore.
The investigation brought charges against 34 people, including Russian agents and former key allies of the president, such as his campaign manager Paul Manafort, former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, and his personal lawyer Michael Cohen. Associate Professor in American Politics Brendan O'Connor is with the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. He says many of Mr. Trump's opponents accused him of obstructing the Russia investigation when he fired former FBI Director James Comey. Professor O'Connor says the Mueller inquiry was not set off by allegations of Russian collusion, but rather by the sacking of Mr. Comey.
That was seen as interference in an FBI investigation into Michael Flynn. Flynn was a national security advisor, and he'd had meetings with Russians in the United States and then lied about it to the vice president, denied he'd had these meetings. So Trump was seen as trying to cover that up, and that's why the investigation took place. So that issue was still very much alive. How you prove what Trump's intentions were and what he said to Comey, and that's hard to prove, but that's still still a very serious issue that I think the Democrats in the House of Representatives will want more answers on.
Professor O'Connor says while the findings mean it's unlikely Mr. Trump will be impeached, there are still other investigations taking place in relation to his presidency. But he says it's unlikely Mr. Trump's presidency will be affected by any further scrutiny.
Well, we have them going on in the Southern District of New York, the House of Representatives, we have a number of committees. So the idea that Trump has, got off all possible charges of corruption today is a real misnomer. There's a lot else going on. But the story out of today looks that there's no, one thing that's come out of that report that says, okay, Donald Trump's presidency is totally on the line and he's likely to be impeached. The way Trump will be defeated is that in an election, possibly in 2020, he won't be pushed out of office.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.